The fifth quarter.
Yes, thanks to APCO Cafe 24/7 back here at a... Well, the lights are on it, Drew. We could play night footy here. I'd get a kick anyway now. I wouldn't have got a kick this afternoon if it was 27 degrees, I can tell you right
if
now.
If it's just me and you out there, we'll get a kick.
Yeah,
with
no
drama.
Kick to kick. We're going to wrap things up here. We'll just have a look. If you hadn't heard the news, the Gold Coast Suns 79 defeated Collingwood 55 at the MCG today. Never thought I'd be able to say that, but anyway.
Well, you have. Here we are.
The Suns are there. So the Giants, big winners over the Adelaide Crows, 106-39. So big win for the GWS Giants. And it is 5 minutes into the second quarter between St Kilda and Hawthorn at Marvel Stadium. St Kilda 9-9-63, Hawthorn 2-1-13.
Well, they've come to play St Kilda.
Watch out.
A couple of bigs back in. So yeah,
Paddy Ryder's in, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yes, and Marshall, they're playing together. Waxing
couple,
lyrical.
Yeah, a couple of outs at Hawthorn.
Yes, Wingard.
Yes, Burgoyne and
Amira.
Amira.
Yeah, so
might be impacting.
There you go. Josh Conway's joined us in the box as well. Good work today, Josh.
Thank you. Jason, likewise. See you, gents.
Let's go to the head-to-head, thanks to Geelong Insurance Brokers. It broke down pretty early. And Buzz had a crack at it too, which was great.
Didn't he really kick me while I was down? He did.
Jordan Terry should have been in there from day one. But anyway, how'd you go, Kirsch?
Oh, I can't have him 2 weeks. Oh, no, we didn't have him last week. Well, obviously, we went with the Ferguson-Harrison, a Harris matchup on the outside, out on the wing. And they met only twice in the first quarter through their usual rotations, the way wingers rotate. It was a risky head-to-head. And look, it didn't kind of go to plan. Ferguson ended up getting Gribble and Robinson more than he did Harris. Harris went inside because off the Capella matchup with Kerris, so they needed that extra ball winner inside, and the head-to-head was a complete fizzer, is what we call that in the head-to-head trade. But look, Ferguson was pretty good. He ended up with 28, but in saying that, Gribble probably ended up with mid-20s as well. So that was a pretty good contest in itself. Even though it wasn't their head-to-head, it was a great contest to watch. Noah Gribble's going places, I reckon. Mm. He's a very, very talented footballer.
I thought he was comfortably their best.
Yep.
Oh,
today.
Absolutely.
Very
yeah,
talented
yeah.
footballer, and obviously I've worked with his brother, I've coached his brother at VFL level, and Noah's got a lot of upside.
They've got some pedigree.
They have.
Because their old man could play.
Oh, yeah, played against him. He was a superstar.
He was a superstar.
Yes, he was fantastic.
Yeah, the old Red West and the Roosters. He was,
he was brilliant. Yeah, so the head-to-head for this round, fizzer.
Fizzer?
Yep.
Well, let's get that back on board for round four.
Josh has got that little smug look on his head that...
I told you,
that's exactly the look I'm getting right now. Even under the lights here at Drew Oval.
The head-to-head thanks to Geelong Insurance Brokers, geelonginsurancebrokers.com.au. The Steamatic standout, delivering solutions, saving properties, restoring lives in the greater Geelong area for 25 years. Well, I'll tell you what, if it's not one person I think it should be, you're gonna have a long trip home to Lara, because I'm gonna lock your car and you're gonna walk.
Well, I'm just gonna look at Josh Conway here to see if I've got this one right, but
I'll give a thumb up or thumb down.
Okay, all right, that's fair enough. But I think it's undisputed that the Steamatic standout player of the day is Josh Hovey by a long shot. I reckon he would have probably had a dozen marks down back. He probably could have had 15 if he didn't if he had some better communication around him, a few of those double punches when he was in front. But he took mark after mark. He defended fiercely when he had to. He used the ball well when he had ball in hand. He took the easy options. He quelled all their forward entries. Basically, we know that St. Joseph's sort of attack from their defence, and when you're giving a free rein like that, and Hovey is able to mark everything after every entry, well then, you're setting yourself up to fail. But Josh Hovey is our Steamatic standout player of the day.
Well done. Good
Do we
work.
Think Josh? I didn't
no,
see
I, I
Josh,
can't,
Josh
I can't
gave neither. He gave right. neither up yeah, or did, down did for
he,
the thumb.
No, he was terrific, wasn't he? I don't think there can be any arguments with that, Matthew.
He's towed the party line there. He's towed the party line.
Well, like Macca said, they had 55 inside 50s by their count.
Yeah.
So, for three of the five goal scorers to be backs, I think they've done a pretty good job, the back six again.
Next week, our GFL game for broadcast. Well, we'll be going somewhere for lunch, I'd say.
Okay.
Because it's around the corner from home.
Oh, hello. What are we having?
Lara v. North Shore at the Bizanella Oval.
I'll have to put a brisket on early.
Well, now we're on air from one, so you're gonna have it early. What time do you play? But the Battle of the Northern Suburbs, Lara and North Shore, it's going to be an interesting contest, isn't it? Because they're both trying to hold their own, and they're going okay.
They are. I think Lara were competitive today. Score was. I didn't hear what the end score was, but I think you said.
I think they were. Yeah, Leopold. Yeah, 50 points.
Okay,
that wasn't too bad.
And what was the North Shore one in the end? That blew out
a bit. Yeah,
okay.
So,
I think Lara on their home deck, they will go into the game very confident. But North Shore will also go in there confident. confident, thinking this probably is a winnable 4-point game. So I think we're going to get a cracker out there.
Well, Mitch Day's definitely straightened them up, hasn't he?
100%.
And then obviously we've got the Tyrone Vickery aspect too for North Shore. I'm not sure if he ended up playing this afternoon, but he's obviously a potential to suit up next week as well. So then obviously that forward half, you'd know, Kirsch, that's the one area where those two teams needed to improve.
Yeah, 100%. It gives you a better score, obviously scoreboard pressure. And Mitch Day is that one that, you know, he's the go-to. So he's very hard to stop Mitch Day on his day. So
Lara and North Shore next week, our match for coverage in the GFL. The other games, Newtown, as we said, playing at home against South Barn around the corner at Elderslie. Leopold and Grovedale out at Leopold. That'll be a good clash too. Yep. St Albans at home at Bell Park. Geelong West hosting Colac at West Oval. And the big game at 6 o'clock next Saturday night, St Mary's and St Joey's, the Battle of the Saints. It's going to be a great clash after, well, we've seen St Joey's a couple of weeks, and obviously St Mary's going okay, Kirsch, so that's going to be a big clash.
Yeah, we haven't seen St Mary's yet, but obviously we look at paper and we look at some replays and things like that, and they look like they're going to be very, very dominant this year again. So, yeah, that should be a ripper. The fifth quarter.